Ezra Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Nun emerges from Nun Amud Beis when Rav Sheshes is asked about opening up olives, liftsoa zesim, in order for some of the oil that is bitter to go out, where the Gemara responds, has Rav Sheshes responding, that even during the week that would be a problem because of hefsid ochlin. Our topic today is, how is one supposed to dispose of food? What way is it permissible to treat food? And what way is it prohibited? The Gemara continues on and says that it seems that if Rav Sheshes had allowed them to waste part of the olives, that would have been consistent with the Psak of Shmuel of Oysa Adam called Tzarchai Bipas, that a person is allowed to do anything he wants with bread. To which the Gemara responds, no. That case of Shmuel was talking about where it doesn't make the food disgusting. Also, Adam called Tzarchai Bipas, Rashi explains, is that you're allowed to grind the bread and do it for do other things to the bread. That's called Tzarchai. But if it's ma'us, if it's disgusting to the food, and that was the case of Rav Sheshes, there when it's ma'us, then it's a problem of hefsid ochlin. In Shulchan Aruch, we have the rule of Shmuel, which is also found in Brachas Daf Nun LaHalacha. The Mechaber writes, "Oisa Adam Tzarchav Bepas." A person is allowed to use for his shimush his needs with bread. Now here the Mishnah Berurah comments on "Oisa Adam Tzarchav Bepas." Ratzalomar Tzarich Tashmishav. If it's for his purposes. In other words, it seems to me the Mishnah Berurah is expanding, based on earlier poskim, the definition of tzrachav bepas. And it doesn't only apply to use the pas in different ways of how he wants to eat it, but rather for any types of his purposes, then he's not over the iser. Now, we will explain what that means in a moment. In terms of what the iser is, the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim writes the following: Perik Vav Halacha Yud, Kol Mishaber Kalim VeKorea Begodim VeHorei Binyan. Anyone who destroys objects UMeAbed Machalos Derech Hashchasa and destroys food over below Tashchis, that would be an iser of someone who's Mafsid Ochlin. Piskei Tshuvos makes a good point where he points out that there are really two sugyas in regards to Ochlin. One is Hefsid Ochlin and the other is Bizui Ochlin. Now, right now, we're discussing Hefsid Ochlin, and therefore Hefsid Ochlin would qualify as an Iser D'Oraisa. It's interesting to note that the Rambam seemed to allude to the idea that we mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, that if he's doing it Derech Hashchasa, then it is Aser. But if it's Tzarech Tashmishav, now where you draw the line of Tzarech Tashmishav is an interesting question, but if it's Tzarech Tashmishav, then that could very well be not considered Derech Hashchasa. If we only had Rashi's definition, then that would come out a big stringency that for personal use, for personal advantage, that would not be enough. From Rashi's definition, it sounds like only those things, maybe Rashi would say, is prohibited. Either way, now we're being osik in the halacha and not how to define the Rashi. And here we see the heter of Tzarech Tashmishav. How far does this heter go? The Shevet Alevi in Chelek Tes Simin Kuf Chaf is quoted as saying that if someone wants to be mafsid meichel and mashke because of personal chumras, for example, if he's machmer on gilui mashkin, that water that's left out, it's not a problem to throw it, to pour it out. By the way, in our house, what we do is if we're machmer on gilui mashkin, we use it to pour into flowers. Or for afroshes trumas amaisros, so then a person knows that meikra dedina trumas amaisros is done. But he's, let's call him, for lack of a better term, a brisker, and he wants to do it again. That also does not qualify as Baal Tashchis. We could add that fits in beautifully in the Lashon Rambam, that the Isser is Derech Hashchasa. But not only that, there is in the Sefer Eitz HaSada, which is a collection of many of these halachos, they quote from Rab Chaim Palagi that the same would apply, and also this is quoted as well by the Stei Chemed in the name of the Maritz Chiyas, that this would also apply for someone who wants to hide food for some reason or another. The example that they give is, let's say an individual is someone who personally takes many tanesim, and people serve him food, and he doesn't want them to know that he is doing a tainus, that it would be permissible for him to flush it down the toilet or to stuff it into the garbage when no one is looking and would not qualify as Baal Tashchis. This is a bigger chiddush, because the Rambam said the Yisr is derech hashchasa. So the other instances, one could argue, it's not the derech of hashchasa. Being mafrish trumas and maisis is not a derech of hashchasa, one could argue. Mashkin megulin is tainted, so that's not derech hashchasa. But taking fine food and flushing it down the toilet, that would be a bigger chiddush, but that's how far the heter of Letzorech Adam goes, according to Reb Chaim Palagi and the Stechemet. I do have a small question on this. The Gemara in Daf Nun Amabez in Brachos describes that in front of a chasen and kala, one is allowed to do two things, which they used to do in their days, which, by the way, is probably the source for throwing pekelach at a chasen, which I would like to argue doing in a shul they did not do in the early days. And that is, the Gemara describes, they used to pour wine out in front of the chasen and kala and throw in front of them nuts during the time that there wasn't rain on the ground, the Yemos HaChama, but during the Yemos HaGishamim, it was prohibited. Let's deal with the first case, the wine. Rashi in Dibar Maskel Mamshichin, maybe it's Rashi Lishitaso, Nun Amabez in Brachos, says, they did it ve'ein kamishum bizon v'hesed, fishim ekablam also b'rosh, pi hatzin or b'kli. When they would have the wine flow as a simen of bracha, they would make sure that the wine was caught in a utensil. Now, if simply there's this broad heter of tzorech ha'adam, so then in such a case, why did this was a tzorech to be misameach chasen kala, or for a simen tov, however you describe the tzorech, and at the end of the day, you didn't have to be machmir. Unless one says, there was possible to be machmir, there wasn't necessary to be mafsid and to be mevazeh, and that's why they did it. The Mechaber continues there in Sifah Aleph and says, and for this reason, it's prohibited to throw bread because of a bizui of the bread. The Beis Yosef in his commentary to Reish Ayin Aleph points out the Shita of Tosas on the bottom of Nun Amabez that when it comes to bread, it's prohibited even if the bread does not become ma'us. And when it comes to other foods, so then the halach is one is not allowed to throw them if they become ma'us in terms of hefsid ochlim. We've discussed in Brachos Daf Nun Aleph that this prohibition of throwing out bread, being mafsid the ochel of bread, does not apply to pieces of bread that are smaller than a kezayis, as borne out in the Mechaber in Simin Kuf Pei, Sif, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. There are some poskim that ask, if this is so, that any time the ochel becomes nimas through zrika, then it is prohibited to be zorek, then how can one throw out food that is edible? Doesn't that qualify as hefsid ochlim and bizui ochlim? This is a significant problem for some poskim, as quoted by the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas on page Taf Tzadi Dalid, and in a footnote he suggests that since, based on the Gemara that we had seen, that if it's tzorech adam, then it's going to be mutter, that if it's very inconvenient, so then in such an instance, it will cost money, and so on, let's say hotels and catering halls, if they would try to dispose of the food only by first putting it in a bag, the same way that we're makbid for not being mafsid peiro shviyas, that would be of tremendous expense. Hence, they argue that's considered tzorech adam. It's a little bit of a chidush. This whole question, I would argue also, maybe in another time, we could discuss why this question of the poskim might not be such a strong question in the first place, if we're talking about leftover food. However, the Sefer Eitz HaSada, which has many psukim from Rav Yashiv, in Simin Yutes Siv Bey, suggests that if one is throwing out food, in terms of Hefsed Ochlin, it could very well be that it would be permissible vis-a-vis our Gemara that said, Letzorech, Tashmishav is acceptable. However, in terms of Bizui Ochel, it might be appropriate to first put the food inside a bag and then throw it out. I would raise the possibility that the above-mentioned heter is necessary for hotels and wedding halls, etc., but for the average person, maybe we could deal with the shaila of being zorek in a different manner. And I say this beloshen ulai. Could very well be that this sif in Shulchan Aruch that speaks about zarkin is speaking about literally throwing the food, not throwing it into the garbage. Throwing the food. If a person throws food and it becomes mous, then it's going to be prohibited. A person placing food in a certain area, which will be mafsid, will be certainly aser al tefsid ochlim, but not necessarily because of zrika. Not necessarily that we consider this zorek. Not someone when he puts something in the garbage, even though we use the expression to throw in the garbage, that's not what the Gemara says when the Gemara says zarkin. The Gemara is literally talking about, in the Gemara, Brachos Nun Aleph, if you take a look there, it's literally talking about zorek. If that's so, then for the average balabayis and balas habayis, throwing away food, maybe one should follow the following dictum. And that is, if the food is leftovers, we saw leftovers unless in a kezayis and kufpei is permissible. It doesn't have a chashivus of ochel. If it's more than a kezayis, so then the question becomes whether it's something that people would eat. If it's something that people would eat, ein achinami. One should not throw it out because it's hefsid ochlim. If it's something that people would not eat, so then by definition, maybe we could argue that in such a case, it doesn't qualify as hefsid if people aren't eating it anyhow. If people are eating, so then you come into the het. The only heter one possibly has is the above mentioned heter. In terms of bizui ochlin, so then you have the chumrah of today's poskim who suggest that in terms of bizui ochlin, possibly to put it in a bag. But that is only required if it has a status of an ochel. If people wouldn't eat it anymore, it does not have an ochel. So maybe the suggestion is not to throw out everything from the table, to put it back in the refrigerator, and if people do not eat it for a couple of days, so then there would be no problem to throw it out directly because it loses its status of ochel. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Nun. It's one of these bonuses. Daf Nun and Shabbos, Daf Nun and Brachos have the topic of Hefsid Ochel.